The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
Cynthia here needs our help texting. We call this texting tutor when you find yourself in a situation that's a little on the tense side and you want to send some texts out, but you want to use the exact right words and you're not sure you will. You come to us and we help you text. And in Cynthia's case here, she wants some support to text the woman who claims to be her long-lost sister. Claims to be. Hey, Cynthia, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Seems like you've got a lot on your plate.
Yep. Tell us what's going on with the woman that claims to be your long-lost sister.
So I got this random text yesterday from some woman named Christine who says she's my long-lost sister from my dad, obviously, and she wanted to connect and everything, and it's kind of just... It's kind of blown my mind, but it's always kind of also been a rumor around the family that my dad did have another child, but it was, you know, like the secret that nobody talked about. But then this happens and it's kind of like, okay, well, I guess this is real then.
So what's the history? Like, what's the rumor that's been circulating around the family as to like the long lost child your dad had?
So essentially, it was before he met my mom and everything, so not a cheating thing or anything like that. But when he was a teenager, him and his girlfriend got pregnant, and they didn't want to get rid of it or anything like that. So they agreed to part ways, and she raised the baby on her own, and that was that.
What did the text say? Was it just one line, one text, or was there a follow-up, or were you just even too freaked out to respond to it?
I haven't responded at all, but I'll read it to y'all.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Cynthia. My name is Christine. You don't know me, and I'm not even sure you know about me. This text will likely come out of nowhere, and here is no easy way to say this, so I just will. We are half-sisters. Your dad is my biological father. I don't know how you will feel about all of this, but I thought you may want to know about me."
Whoa. To the point.
I have to know, have you talked to your dad or your mom about this?
Yes, I went over there after and, you know, I sat them down, talked to them, showed them the text, and they confirmed that it's real and that he did have a child and everything. And he also told me that he has spoken to her recently on Facebook, but hasn't really gathered the nerve, I guess, to talk on the phone or meet up or anything like that.
Did he encourage you to actually go through with it, or how did he feel about you reaching back out?
I mean, they said the ball's in my court if I wanted to reach out or not. Like, they weren't going to force me or anything like that, but they wouldn't be mad or anything if I did.
So what are we here for? What is it exactly you're looking for from us?
I have no idea what to say. Like, someone reaches out to you and says, "Hey, I'm your half-sister. You want to be friends?" I don't know what to do or say. That I'm kind of lost.
Okay, so what is your intent here? Do you want to pursue a relationship? Because it'd be very easy to turn her off and we could come up with a whole bunch of texts like, "Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Can I borrow $10,000? But is this a relationship that you want to pursue?
I'm very curious to know about her and who she is and stuff. And I especially don't want to burn a bridge in case my dad wants to have a relationship with her. It's just, I'm very apprehensive because it's like, why are you reaching out now? Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's gotten to a stage where she feels emotionally ready to explore the other half of her family. Like, as a kid, like, I don't think you really have any concept of what it means for you to have like other people related to you into the world. And then you get older and you kind of have this curiosity about where you came from. So maybe it's just the right time.
Or maybe, Cynthia, she literally just found this information out. Maybe she didn't know that she had a dad out there.
These are all good questions that we should text.
Hey, why you hit me up, girl?
That's what brings us here.
I was going to say.
I mean, you're definitely right. Like, I'm an only child, so this is also like, I've never had a sibling. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, Abby wouldn't endorse it. She does not endorse a sibling at all.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
I think regardless, everything you just said is pretty much what I would put into text form about you being apprehensive. You don't want to burn bridges with dad. Like, I think from the get-go, if you want some semblance of a relationship with this person, regardless, or maybe you don't, but I think honesty is the best way to approach this.
Yeah, and I'm pretty naive about things like this, but based on the text that she sent you, it sounds very kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering where the apprehension is coming from. Like, what are the cons to reaching out and maybe having a relationship with her?
I guess it's more of just like the unknown, because maybe I've seen too many movies of bad things happening and stuff. But, you know, she seems really nice, but I still don't know this person. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
I guess. Something I never thought I would have to cross.
You don't wake up thinking you're going to get a text like this. That's for sure. All right, Cynthia, give us a couple of minutes here. In all the years that we've done Texting Tutor, this is a first. We have never had this before. So give us a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we will start texting the woman that claims to be your long-lost sister and see where it goes, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Burt Show Texting Tutor coming up next.
The Burt Show.
All right, so a couple of minutes ago, Cynthia hit us up and she wants our help with Texting Tutor. She got a text from a woman that claims to be her long-lost sister. When she got this text, she goes to dad, she goes to mom, was like, look at this crazy text. And dad goes, oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, that happened.
No, yeah, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. So Cynthia here now wants our help texting this woman and just starting a dialogue. She wants a relationship. She doesn't want to burn any bridges with her dad or anything like that. Doesn't want to scare her off. If she wants to have a relationship with Cynthia's dad also.
All right, so Cynthia, please reread the text that Christine sent to you out of the blue.
Hi, Cynthia. My name's Christine. You don't know me, and I'm not even sure you know about me. This text will likely come out of nowhere, and there is no easy way to say this, so I just will. We are half-sisters. Your dad is my biological father. I don't know how you will feel about all of this, but I thought you may want to know about me.
How old are you, Cynthia?
I'm 29.
So then I would text back, hey, sis, you owe me 29 birthday presents. I just open with some humor if you wanted to. That's a fun way of doing it. Or you could just go in super serious.
I
don't think you have to be serious or laugh it off. I think you can just kind of go in with
unsubscribe.
Stop, all caps.
It is such a serious thing that I do think something light like that really sets the tone. For the rest of the texting, which means like, hey, I'm open to this and I'm lighthearted.
I get that, but you kind of have to know each other's senses of humor a little bit. Mm-hmm. Granted, they share half their DNA, so they may have similar senses of humor. But putting myself in Christine's shoes, to put yourself out there like that, to reach out to somebody who's your long lost sister, if they responded back with that, I would feel dismissed. And it wouldn't hit right for me.
How about you guys?
If that's the response I got back.
For me, I think we can be lighthearted without having to make a joke. Maybe just saying something like, wow, that's quite the text to get on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. And then we lead into what we actually want to say, which is, you know, maybe would love to hop on a call and chat with you about the last 30 years or whatever.
Completely agree with Abby. I think it should be light, but not a joke. And then we kind of, because she was more serious. So I think it can be light, but it should be more in tune to what she was originally saying.
I'd say something like, does that mean we could start sharing clothes?
But again, I know your sense of humor, yeah. So that would land.
Right. I do tend to address awkward situations with humor, so it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Okay, so when did you get the text?
Yesterday.
Okay, just say, wow, that's quite the text to get on a random Tuesday, .. I'd love to get to know you more over text, if that's okay with you.
I would say I'd like.
We should.
All right.
Just throwing this out there. You can feel free to poo-poo it. Since you have taken a solid 24 hours to respond, if I was Christine, I'd probably be, after I sent a text like that, I would have been sitting on pins and needles waiting for a response. And you are, don't get me wrong, you're well within your right to like digest this. Maybe think of like, thanks for your patience. Mm-hmm. I checked with my dad and he confirmed who you are. And then go into
That's good.
And then add, P.S. I'm broke, so don't ask me for money.
Gotcha. So thanks for your patience. I talked with dad who confirmed everything.
Yeah. She's actually a scammer. This is a huge get for her.
Thanks for your patience with my response.
Okay.
I wanted to confirm this with dad and he did.
Well, if she's a scammer, mom and dad are in on it too. This is a great story.
That is an impressive scam right there.
Screw over our daughter. We've been waiting 29 years for this. You owe us 30 grand.
So it says, thanks for your patience with my response. I talked to the dad who confirmed everything. Leave it at that.
I would put that, and then I put the one at the end about, I would love to, or I'd like to get to know you better.
Over text, if that's okay with you. Because that way it is right. That's good. Because you're establishing boundaries and what you can expect up front.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it.
Send.
Must be so strange, you know? Like you wake up in the morning to find out that you have a sibling that you didn't know about for 29 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of insane.
That would rock you, right? I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. My dad was a dog. I would not be surprised
not even
at all.
A little bit.
Mm-mm.
I would definitely be shocked.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised it hadn't happened already. If I got one, I'd be like, what took you so long? Yeah.
My uncle got that news a couple of years ago. He had a 35-year-old daughter. And we were shocked because he's like a deacon in the church. And we were like, whoa.
Oh, there's a story. Yeah, there's a story.
But he was like wild back in the day. Lordy, lordy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what we said.
It's also weird because it's blood, but a stranger. You know, there's like almost like we've got this instant bond through blood. I don't know you.
Two complete strangers. Mm-hmm.
What if when they link up, they have the exact same mannerisms? She goes to scratch her right eye. The other lady scratches her right eye. Wear the same thing. Had no idea.
I'm sure that's how it would be for like long lost twins.
Yeah.
Well, they've read it. Just waiting now.
And now we wait for 24 hours for her response.
I was about to say, this might be the shortest texting tutor of all time. Like, what is she going to say? No, I don't want to get to know you over text.
Just kidding.
JK. Bye.
Yeah, at this point, you can't back down. You can't back out.
Uh-huh.
It must have taken her a serious amount of time, though, to say, is this somebody that I want to contact? So she's been mulling this over also. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to back out now.
Okay, she responded.
Okay.
Says, yes, I know it's so much to digest. I was hoping you would want to get to know each other. I want you to know that while you may have just found out about me, I've known about you for a very long time.
That's ominous.
I will take what I can get, but I would really like to meet with you.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
In fact, I live next door.
Oh, stop it. In fact, I'm outside.
Okay, well, Cynthia, let's let this digest. How does that make you feel? Do you want to take it slow? Or do you just want to rip that Band-Aid and meet up with her this weekend?
Well, now I kind of want to meet up because I don't understand how she knew about me if my dad wasn't talking. Mm-hmm.
There's only one place you got to go here, and it makes total sense. That's Olive Garden.
Everybody. When you're there, you're family.
Yeah, really. I'm trying not to laugh.
Come on now. It seems so obvious.
We are not making light of your situation, Cynthia. We are just trying to inject a little bit of humor.
I say that's what you write her. Let's go to Olive Garden.
Gotta see how you house those brain sticks.
But no, seriously, Cynthia. Does that freak you out? Would you rather still take this slow and just keep on texting, or are you game to meet in person?
She said she wanted to meet her. Game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now I do because I've got more questions, but I still want to text. So, I mean,
why don't you?
I want to know about me. Like, I'm very confused.
Look, you know what? Why don't you hard sell her on this? Say, does this weekend work for you? Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, if you want to do it this weekend. I mean, but I think this is one of those things that the longer you wait, the longer, the more stress, the more anxiety. I'd want to get it done.
Yeah,
as soon as possible.
Does tonight work for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way over now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not against it now. This weekend would work.
Okay, then hit her up.
Huh? See you at Olive Garden at 6.
Do we even know if she lives in the same town and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
well, if she's known about her for a while, then she must know that they're in the same vicinity. Otherwise, she wouldn't be like, let's...
Just do this. Hit her back and say, no idea where you live, but if you're a local, would you like to meet face-to-face this weekend?
Yeah, don't give your city away just in case this is a creep.
Because, I'm keeping it very vague.
My zip code is 32.
Okay, so no idea where you live, but if you are local, I'm free this weekend.
That's great.
Would you like to meet face to face?
Actually, maybe they should meet butt to butt.
What?
Are you trying to make the human centipede?
I don't know. I just think the whole face to face thing is funny. Like, how else are you going to meet? Like, arm to arm?
Would
you like hand to hand?
Abby doesn't like that phrase, so just say in person.
Forehead to forehead.
Forehead to forehead. Cheek to cheek.
Mouth to mouth.
Tat to tat.
Should I just send it?
Yeah.
No idea where you live, but if you were local to me, I'm free this weekend. Would you like to meet face to face?
Abby doesn't like face to face, so put in person and then you can hit send. Boob to boob. Toe to toe.
Toe to toe. Oh! You want to go toe to toe this weekend, stepsis?
Half sis.
Half sis. Sorry. That's a different movie.
Yeah. I mean, here, I'm just want to let you know right now that the competition for the will starts this weekend.
Well, you do have 29 years on her.
You got to be reluctant. A little reluctant, a little bit strategic here.
Yeah, but she's the first. She's the eldest. But her dad abandoned her.
True.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bring that up the moment you meet her. So do you have any idea why my dad abandoned you?
Yeah, you can't be all that. My dad abandoned her.
And I wonder why she'd want to meet with her instead of him first, the father.
That is telling.
Yeah. Is it telling? What does it say?
No, because I had a friend in a similar situation, and the dad was more hesitant, so she ended up meeting with the siblings before she even met with the dad.
Oh, it just seems like it'd be easier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like easing your way in.
Okay. And dad's been in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she texts it back.
And
says, I absolutely would. I'm not far, but would travel any distance. Yes, I can be there Saturday.
Okay.
Wow. It is.
All right.
She's committed.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is exciting. I mean, I know it's nerve-wracking. I know it's a lot. I'm sure it's extremely overwhelming. But Cynthia, you're going to meet your half-sister this weekend.
I know. I really can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. Meet in a public place, though, in case she needs a kidney or something and this is an elaborate sting setup.
It's 2024, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know.
All right, Cynthia, you can take it from here, but we would love to check in with you on Monday and find out how it went, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Glad we could help, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy the breadsticks.
The Burt Show.